Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. On this day in 1863, 18 countries met in Geneva and agreed to form the International Red Cross. In the fight against criminal clans, security authorities are increasing their investigative pressure. From this past Friday evening until Saturday morning, 180 police officers and 30 BKA officers, custom investigators, finance and district offices searched restaurants and betting offices in Wedding. A police spokesman said that the aim was to shed light on the structures of criminal clans and clarify criminal offenses. This time it hit, among others, the operators of restaurants around Müllerstrasse, where officers seized 11 slot machines and removed them on suspicion of manipulation. Two betting offices were also closed. A few hours earlier, the emergency forces checked premises on Schul- and Liebenwalderstrasse. The officers searched for violations of trade, labor, tax, and regulatory laws and found them quickly. A 29-year-old native of Turkey who had an international arrest warrant was apprehended in a shisha bar, accused of pedophilia, and was sent directly to the Moabit remand prison. Police also seized 20 kilos of untaxed shisha tobacco. And on Antonstrasse, the officers confiscated the car of a 53-year-old man that had illegally tinted windows and tires that did not meet the technical standards. The security authorities announced further citywide inspections for the next few days. According to Interior Senator Andreas Geisel, there have been 237 deployments against clans in Berlin since January of this year. Geisel's strategy is to use the entire range of government intervention. In the terminal of the future BER Capital Airport, previously unused check-in counters are to be converted. To enable more passengers to check themselves in, the airport company plans to buy at least 105 self-service kiosks where passengers can obtain their boarding passes themselves. In addition, at least 50 machines are to be purchased, allowing passengers to check in their luggage on their own. An airport spokesperson remarked that the devices are intended for Terminals 1 and 2. For 8 years, 118 check-in counters have been left unused at Terminal 1. According to the spokesperson, the technology will be, quote, retrofit, allowing the counters to operate both with and without personnel. This would place check-in in the hands of passengers on a grand scale. At the existing Berlin airports, there are 35 self-service kiosks and 17 baggage machines used by EasyJet. Lufthansa and Air France and KLM also have terminals in Tegel. Passenger numbers in Berlin have almost doubled since BER started construction in 2006, and only recently, former operations manager Elmar Kleinert warned of jams in the terminal, which he considers to be too tight. Airport CEO Engelbert Lütke-Daltrup counters these concerns by saying that at Berlin airports, which are dominated by low-cost airlines, only one-third of passengers still check baggage, and the rest only travel with hand luggage. A former employee of the visa office of the German embassy in Beirut will have to answer to the Berlin Regional Court on suspicion of corruption. The 35-year-old is said to have taken up to $1,000 from Syrian citizens so that they could preferably apply for a visa for the purpose of family reunification with relatives who had already fled to Germany. The man is accused of 11 cases between December of 2014 and May of 2015. The co-defendant is a 38-year-old accused of aiding and abetting commercial bribery and is said to have brokered visa applicants from Berlin for a prioritized appointment allocation to the 35-year-old for money. 12 days until January 8th are planned for the hearing. Wolfgang Bivor, an expert of the German Society for Mycology, concluded that mushrooms from commercial markets are often spoiled and can cause serious health problems. The mushroom expert had examined 15 samples on behalf of the consumer magazine RBB's Supermarkt and had classified only 4 as harmless. The RBB editorial staff purchased mushrooms from weekly market traders, discounters, and supermarkets. The result was quite frightening. 11 of the 15 purchased mushroom samples were health-threatening, according to the expert. They were partially rotten, moldy, or contained maggots, and were explained by Bivore, quote, actually only intended for the garbage can. He continued to report that the consumption of such mushrooms can trigger a false mushroom poisoning. These are diseases that are not caused by poisonous fungi, but by spoiled goods. Antje Engel from the Charité Poison Emergency Call Center remarked, quote, a false mushroom poisoning can lead to light symptoms such as nausea and vomiting, but it can also lead to severe symptoms leading to massive fluid loss. Small children, older people, or those who are chronically ill are particularly endangered. Consumers can protect themselves from bad goods by performing light tests. Fresh mushrooms are hard and dry and shouldn't have dark brown spots. Chanterelles should look yellow, and the hat of porcini mushrooms should bounce back after applying light pressure. It's also suggested that consumers purchase loose mushrooms and not those in shrink-wrapped plastic packaging. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.